In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On this, the eighth day of Christmas, this octave day, the Church celebrates that Jesus is already taking up your cause, even as an infant. The few drops he sheds today are in token of his pouring out of his blood fully and completely upon the Holy Cross. This is no mere sentimentality. So you should note well in this that as the world looks forward to a new year full of potential and promise, the Church far surpasses the world in her inexpressible joy. The world anticipates losing weight, new jobs, and vacations. The Church rejoices that the old passes away and the new comes in the flesh of Jesus. And in the shedding of his blood. Instead of resolutions that won't be kept and things that won't live up to their excitement, the Church already directs your attention to Calvary, to the purpose of the birth of the Christ child, the marking of his flesh and the shedding of his blood, in perfect fulfillment of the law for you. For from the time sin first entered into God's very good creation, blood has been necessary to cover guilt. Blood was shed to cover Adam and Eve's shame and nakedness. Men came for centuries, first to the tabernacle, then to the temple, to offer the flesh and blood of animals to the Lord as the price for their sins. But more was always needed. Once was never enough. Your sinfulness mandates more slaughter, more blood. For you cannot keep the law. And there aren't enough animals to cover your iniquity. The heart of the commandments is simple: to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Yet why is it so much easier to see them as the unjust demands of an angry and arbitrary God? It's only the desires and lusts of your flesh and of the world which tell you this, which of course makes it difficult enough to resist it. But do you not realize that the devil delights in your not keeping the commandments? This is why blood is required of you. But when was the last time you shed your own blood, or offered the flesh and blood of beasts? Never. For a far better blood has been spilled, and the final sacrifice offered up once for all. Riding on the arms of his Virgin Mother, the Incarnate Word enters his temple. The glory of the Lord again fills it in the flesh of this eight-day-old infant. It was he who filled the Holy of Holies. It was to him that men sacrificed and were forgiven. He comes to fulfill the law, not marble and brick and mortar. But circumcision was the initiation of male children into the promise of Abraham. What need had the Lord Jesus of it? He himself is the promised Messiah, awaited by Abraham and his descendants, the seed of Abraham, in whom all the nations of the world rejoice. Yet he was born under the law. He circumcised to declare that he himself will be cut off for the life of the world. As does his baptism, his circumcision marks and anoints him as the sin-bearer. Jesus is circumcised not to enter Abraham's covenant, but to be cut off from his father and marked as the friend and brother of sinners. Through his flesh, you are brought into the love of the most holy and blessed Trinity. Jesus keeps the law perfectly and fully in all its points, in all its demands, and all its requirements. And in doing so, his blood is shed and his flesh marked. He's baptized in his own blood by the knife of circumcision. His blood is poured out and his flesh marked with whips, thorns, nails, and spear. Jesus fulfills the law, shedding his blood to make you righteous and holy. Circumcision was merely a shadow. And shadows always pass away in the light of the greater fulfillment. was not an end unto itself. But as all things in the Old Testament, it was meant to point and to prepare the people for Christ Jesus and for the gifts that he gives. Jesus now gives you holy baptism. No longer is your flesh marked in obedience to the law or your blood shed, but that of Jesus is. And it's done for your sake. Now you, man, woman, or child, regardless of age, are washed clean of your sins in his blood. You're declared an heir of Abraham, an heir of his promise. You are circumcised, not in the flesh by knives of stone, but in the heart by the gracious working of the Holy Spirit. No longer does the Father see the dirt and filth of your sins, but only the righteousness and innocence of his Son, who covers you in his blood, who places his triune name upon you, as you receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. So while you sojourn in this world of trials and sorrows, surrounded by uncertainty and change, you're given the strength and life of Jesus Christ. He gives you his own flesh and blood to feast upon. This is no mere symbolical eating and drinking, but he truly gives you his very real flesh as the greatest of food. He gives you his actual blood, which he pours out for your sake as the greatest and most quenching of all drinks. The Word made flesh feeds you with his flesh and blood. The law stands fulfilled in your place. Your sins are forgiven. And this is what makes for a happy and joyous New Year. What makes for a happy and joyous every single day that the Lord grants you in this life. What other name then could he be given but Jesus? This child is named for who he is. The Lord God Almighty come himself in the flesh of man to save you from the clutches of sin, death, and the devil by means of his own life and death. He acts mightily to save you, and he names you now with his own name. In spite of all the manifest changes around you, Jesus will never change. His love for you, his death for you, the gifts he bestows upon you will never change. You are his own dear child, and nothing and no one will snatch you away from him. 8 days after his birth, our Lord is circumcised. This is significant, for in 7 days God created all that exists and rested. So also the Lord died on the sixth day after remaking man and rested in the tomb on the seventh. Thus the eighth day is both the day of circumcision and of resurrection. It's the day of new and everlasting life. It's the beginning of the new creation. For in the marking of his flesh and the shedding of his blood, there is life. The old creation, the old way of life passed away on the eighth day. For in Jesus, all things are made new. You are made new. And this new life Jesus gives to you as he joins himself to you now in holy baptism, as he forgives you in the holy absolution, as you feast on his holy flesh and precious blood in the holy communion. His new creation, Jesus gives you everlasting life. Come what may in the coming year or in the years to come, Jesus remains. Jesus lives, and in him, so too shall you. In Jesus' name, amen.